Hello, everybody. What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. My name's Danielle and I'm Brooke. No, I'm kidding. That was so lame. It's just one gal today. Brooke has a very stressful week with Tess and she went home this weekend. So I totally understand how that goes. She's just having a little bit of a catch up week and she asked if I could do a solo episode this week for the pod. I really never say that, but other podcasts I listen to say pod instead of podcast and I'm just testing it out. What do you guys think? Was that really weird? I don't know. But yeah, this is already so weird. Like I was so nervous to press record because I have no one to bounce off of, but I wish you guys could see my whole setup right now. I'm in my office. I just made some French press coffee. I'm drinking it with a straw, but a reusable one. Don't worry. It's like a coffee straw. Oh my gosh. I love turtles. I swear. And then I've got my essential oil diffuser going. I also have this Capri Blue Pumpkin Dolce candle burning next to me. It's just really good vibes in here right now. I'm in a really calm, relaxed state. So I debated on if I should wait, but I was like, I'm so calm and like happy right now. So I feel like it's the perfect time to record. So today's podcast episode isn't going to necessarily have a theme. I just kind of basically posted on the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram. You guys should totally go follow it. We're pretty active on there and we're always posting stories asking for your questions and requests and all that fun stuff. So I went on there and I said, what do you guys want me to talk about? And there were just so many different things that I wrote down that I really wanted to touch on. So I have a list of bullet points here. The things I'm going to be kind of talking about are, well, just an update on my life, what's been going on. I want to touch on the college application process when I was a senior in high school, because I know a lot of you guys are going through that right now. I want to talk a little bit more about living alone, because you guys still have more questions about that. How to get out of a funk, body image and confidence, and a few other things that I just have on my mind, along with whatever tangents I go off on. And I also, as always, will be answering a ton of questions at the end of the episode. So yeah, and I'm trying to do this all in one take just because I really don't want to edit this. But as you guys know, sometimes I just have to take a breath to breathe and take a moment to breathe, I guess. And I might have to pour more coffee into my mug. So I've got that next to me. I literally look so extra right now. I wish you guys could see. But yeah, I'm just going to take a quick sip of this coffee. Wow, this is so hard to do. All right, so as always, I'm going to start off with the highlights and lowlights of my past week since I've talked to you guys last. So naturally, my highlight of this week was Parents Weekend. My parents flew up to Athens, Georgia, or to Atlanta, and then drove to Athens this past weekend. And initially, my brother was supposed to come. Unfortunately, he kind of had one of those realizations. He's a senior in high school and he realized, oh, I should probably start working on my college applications. And he realized that coming to Georgia for a weekend was probably not the best idea. And he's like in the school play. So he had to be doing all these things. I don't know why I'm talking about all of this, but I was bummed that my brother couldn't come, but I'll see him for Thanksgiving break for sure. Anyways, my parents came for Parents Weekend. It was so much fun. We went to the football game. We had some other events with my sorority, and I always love having them come and stay at my apartment. Like, right before they came, I cleaned the heck out of my apartment. My apartment's never been this clean. Like, I was just, like, I know my parents would walk in and be like, ugh, what's this? Not that my apartment is dirty necessarily, but I had, like, a ton of boxes I hadn't thrown away. I definitely needed to, like, wash my tables and everything, you know, it was a little dusty, stuff like that. But it was just so nice to have them here and introduce them to a ton of my friends. We went to Silent Disco one night, and that's always really fun. That's basically, if you guys don't know what that is, you put on like headphones and there's like three different stations and you can choose what song you listen to, and everyone's in a room together with these headphones on. But it's so funny because like at one point like a Mamma Mia song came on and everyone's singing. So if you take your headphones off, it is so funny because you look around and you can just hear people singing, and it's not really that loud though. It is so funny. So that was definitely my highlight. It was also really funny because my dad, he's not a handyman necessarily, he's just become the family handyman. He is so good. Like, you give him absolutely anything, he can fix. But So I saved a couple things for when my dad was coming to kind of help him or to have him help me with. Like, I needed help fixing this shelf that I tried to build. The brush for my toilet, like, broke. He fixed a light bulb for me, which I can totally do. But my dad's the type of guy to come in and be like, oh, that needs to be adjusted. Or, like, I don't know. It's just so nice having parents and people that care about you and, like, want the best for you. So that was really nice. And my mom came and, like, adjusted, like, tried to help me, like, make my office a little bit more of a peaceful Zen environment. And it really has helped. And I love my family and I'm very thankful for them. And I might do a video or something about or with my parents. A lot of you guys don't know this, or you might know and be really confused. My parents are divorced, but they're, like, best friends. Like, they literally traveled together and stayed with me. So it's just kind of crazy, and we're a very modern family. That's what we like to say. But I want to do a video because so many of you guys have asked where I sit down with both of them and talk about how we do everything and how, I don't know, how they did it. And I didn't think they'd want to do it, but they were like, Danielle, I noticed in the comments of your videos that people want us to do a video about how we've stayed friends. And I was like, okay, if you guys, like, want to. I just didn't think they'd, you know, want to, but it was great. So that's my highlight. My low light is, so it's October 2nd when I'm recording this. This podcast will be going live tomorrow, so it's pretty up to date. It is not cold outside, you guys, and I'm trying to wear my sweaters. Yesterday I wore a sweater because I just wanted it to be fall, and unfortunately I walked outside and I did sweat a little bit. It's definitely cooling down. I can feel the temperature decreasing a little bit. There's a little bit of a breeze in the air. Everyone and their mother, like, all my friends have been posting stories on their Instagram, like, oh, it's starting to turn fall, like, a little bit. The leaves haven't changed necessarily. I'm just really hoping it happens soon because Kenzie and Morgan are coming to visit me in, like, 3 weeks to Athens, and I was like, it'll be so pretty and fall-y, and I'm just, like, really hoping that it will be fall when they get here. So I think it will, or at least it'll be better, and it'll be better than L.A., so that'll be nice, but to be determined for sure. So I'm just kind of waiting for those brisk mornings. I've got my first fall candle burning, and I really want to head over to Bath & Body Works. We have, like, a standalone Bath & Body Works in Athens, and I want to go grab a couple of their fall candles because they really just, they win. They're awesome. So those are my highlight. That's my highlight, and that's my low light. I don't know what I'm saying. So a little life update. What's new with Danny? I think in the beginning of this school year, first of all, when I moved in, we started recruitment, and then you start school. So when I came to school, I was focused on, like, sorority recruitment, hanging out with my friends, just kind of getting adjusted. So then when school started, I was like, oh, right, like, I'm here for school. This happened to me last year, too. It's just kind of like a weird order of how things go when you move in, at least if you're in a sorority. So in the beginning of the year, it's already October, which is crazy. So I've already had a full 2 months of school, and I was really focused on, like, social stuff and, like, being with my friends and going to events, which is, like, really good. It's something that I didn't really focus on last year. But then I found myself not paying much attention to, like, what I really love to do, if that makes sense. And it was just kind of, like, I still am kind of trying to, like, go back to, like, I don't know. I want to feel more fulfilled, if that makes sense. Like, I feel very fulfilled when I'm with my friends and we're just, like, goofing around and having fun. But I also am not completely happy if I'm not, like, focusing on myself. And sometimes I, like, recently I've just been, like, saying, oh, like, I'll just go do this with them, even though I don't really want to. I don't know. I feel like I should be going doing something with friends, if that makes sense. Which I end up having fun with them, and, like, I want to do stuff. But sometimes I need to remember that I'm very different than a lot of people. I really do like to have my alone time, and I used to have days to myself, and now I'll have, like, hours. Like, it's so much harder to find time to just be completely alone. So, I mean, I still, like, have a good amount of alone time, but I don't really know what I'm saying. But, yeah, life is great right now. Seriously, could not be more thankful. I'm doing a lot better this year than I was last year at this time, for sure, like, mentally. So I'm doing great in that aspect. I have so many amazing friends. So many of the freshmen that I've met are so fun. I got a 90 on my women's studies test. I thought I got 100, but update, I got a 90. But honestly, I was really happy about it. And that's a class that I'm really enjoying. I still am not, other than my women's studies class, I mean, human geography is kind of interesting, and anthropology, I mean, statistics, definitely don't like it. I just don't love my classes, and I hate that I don't feel 100% motivated, but I also know that, like, that's okay to feel like that as long as you are still putting in the work. So yeah, what else is new? Oh! This Thursday, my best friend from home, Caitlin, oh my gosh, you guys, if you guys have been following me, you saw that we went to Miami, like, at the end of the summer together for a weekend, and that was so much fun. It was, like, one of the happiest times of my life. Like, whenever Caitlin and I are together, like, we just laugh. We just, I don't know, she's just, like, a really amazing person to be around. So she's coming to visit me in Athens for the weekend. I've been begging her to do this, and she finally has a long weekend where she can do it, and I'm just beyond myself. I'm so excited. She's staying from Thursday to Sunday, and on Sunday, we're gonna, like, go to Atlanta for the day, and then I'll drop her off at the airport. So it'll be a fun little weekend. It's a home game this weekend, so I'm gonna show her how the dogs do it. So we better beat Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt. I said Vanderbilt. That's really weird. I don't really know I said that. So that'll be really fun. I'm really into self-care right now. And I really want to do, like, more videos. And I want to do a whole podcast with Brooke about self-care and, like, products that we really like and stuff. But I've been really into just essential oil diffusing and dry brushing my skin and getting back into the health grind, because I will say, because I have been traveling the last month or so, it's harder to eat healthy when I'm traveling. And it's weird because I literally went to LA. And I mean, LA is green juice capital. I mean, so many health options you really like. But for some reason, like, I still find myself making poor decisions because I'm like, oh, I'm on vacation. But the thing I have to remember is, since I travel a good amount, that you just can't keep calling it vacation. Like, instead of always getting, like, waffles for brunch, like, I just can't be doing that. So that's something I'm, like, trying to deal with. I'm really into hot tea lately. I do deal with, like, anxiety a little bit. I'm not, like, trying to sit here and be like, I have anxiety, like, whatever. Because I really don't want to give it a ton of attention, because I feel if I give it a lot of attention, then I'll just, like, dramatize it for myself and make myself feel more anxious. But lately what I've been doing when I do feel kind of anxious or just, like, uncomfortable, I just got this heated neck pillow. I'm gonna put it in my September favorites on my YouTube channel this week. But I heat it up and I put it around my neck or on my chest, because sometimes my chest feels very, like, heavy. I don't know how to explain it. So if you put that heat pack over it, it kind of, like, brings me back. I'll drink some green tea and I'll listen to Your Favorite Coffee House on Spotify. And it's really relaxing and it's been really helping me. So I guess that's, like, a form of self-care. I've been really into just, like, waking up early in the morning. Or, like, let's say I have class at 9:30. I've been waking up at 8, so I, like, have that time in the morning. It's just, I hate being in a rush. Like, it literally ruins your whole morning. I'd rather wake up earlier and, like, have myself a morning and start my day right than, like, sleep to the last minute. It's just not worth it. So I kind of touched on my brother and how he's going through the college application process right now, and it's just, it's insane. I feel like just yesterday I was going through this process. I know a lot of you guys are going through that right now, and it's really crazy. I get DMs every single day from you guys saying, you know, asking questions like, how did you get into UGA? Like, what were your SAT scores? What was your GPA? Like, how many APs did you take? And I love the motivation, I love the excitement, and I love the curiosity. However, one, I just feel weird talking about, like, my exact grades, and two, I personally don't believe that that's how you get into a university. I will be very honest, I did not have a 4.0 at my school. I didn't, and I'm not ashamed of it. I'm very proud of my GPA that I had. It was still, like, a really good GPA, it just wasn't a solid 4.0. My school didn't do weighted GPAs, even though I did take, what did I take, like, 3 APs? I didn't even do a lot of APs, honestly. I think I just did 3. So, like, one of my friends didn't take any APs, and she had a higher GPA than me, but, like, let's be real, I was taking hard, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. So, that's why I'm just, like, why do we have to compare numbers? Like, so, like, I literally wrote an essay last year in my English class as a freshman in college about how we should not focus on standardized test scores. I just think it is so dumb. I am here to tell you, I think it is so dumb. Because, one, it's not fair because, you know, like, my brother, I'm not saying this is not fair, but, like, I could use some extra time, but I don't, like, qualify for it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I would do better work if I sat down and had extra time for the standardized tests and stuff. And my brother, he's really lucky. He does get, like, extra time. A lot of people could. I'm sure if I, like, went and, like, tried, I could, like, get extra time. I don't really know I'm talking about this. I'm not trying to, like, offend anybody at all. But I'm just saying, like, everyone works at their own pace, and that's okay. And that's why I feel like standardized tests, ugh! I just hate them, and I, whatever. Anyways, long story short, my SAT score was not the average SAT score that it is, like, to get into UGA. I don't know what it is when you look it up. It's probably, like, 12 or 13. It's probably, like, 1,300, 1,400. I don't really know what the average score that people get into UGA is, but I did not have it. I promise you. I had pretty good grades in high school. I think what it was is I was really involved. I was truly involved. I was truly passionate. I actually made this account called a Z-Me. And my college counselor told me about it, and it's basically a way to kind of make, like, a little profile about yourself. Like, it's like a Facebook page for college applications. You can, like, some college applications allow you to attach your Z-Me link. And if you do a lot of things that you have videos of or you have photos of, I highly recommend doing that, because I did that, and I'm pretty sure I submitted it to UGA. I cannot remember. But basically, I had videos of me leading pep rallies. I had photos of me, I don't know, like, doing student government stuff, like, whatever it was. And it wasn't just me on a piece of paper saying, this is what I did. I showed them. It's really important to show them and express how much those things that you did in high school meant to you. I was very involved in high school. Like, there's that tweet going around right now of, what's her name? Elizabeth Gills, like, in a red dress, like, walking with, like, good music. Like she's, like, a boss. And so many people are making different captions for it. And one of them was, like, when student government leaves class early to set up for the pep rally. That was me, you guys. Like, I truly am starting to think I peaked in high school. I don't really know if it's because I went to a small high school, so I had more opportunities to, like, be involved and, like, kind of have, like, leadership positions. But gosh, I literally miss high school. Like, I love college. It is so fun. It's, like, a whole new freedom. I have way more time during the day, and it's just, like, a whole new experience. But, like, I do miss high school in the sense of, like, being super involved and, like, having all these leadership positions. Oh, it was a fun time, let me tell you guys. But I think that's why I got into University of Georgia, because they really do value that. I also, this is, like, really random on the side, but a University of Georgia, like, representative came to my school, and, like, when I was, like, a senior in high school, or junior, I don't even remember, one of those years, and at the end, she was like, so I'm in Tampa for the day, like, do you guys have any recommendations? So I took the courage, and I went up to her, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, you have to go to Oxford Exchange for brunch, being my basic self, like, I'm probably the most annoying girl ever. I'm like, you need to go to Oxford Exchange and, like, get brunch, they have cute lattes. Like, I told her that, and I was like, go for a walk down Bayshore, like, telling her a couple different things in Tampa. The next day, I, like, followed up with her, because that's what you do. You have to show that you're interested. And I emailed her, and I was like, I hope you had a good rest of your day in Tampa, like, blah, blah, blah. And she responded, and she was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I ended up going for a walk on Bayshore, and she did one of the other things I told her, and she was like, thank you. That was seriously such an amazing time, like, whatever. And I'm starting to think that she was the person that read my application. I could be wrong, because she was the Florida representative for UGA, but who knows. Anyways, it's... that probably helped. So just be super, if there's a school you really want to go to, show them, tell them how much you want to go. Like, you really can't be that annoying when it comes to college applications. I mean, you can, don't stalk them, but you know what I mean. So I just wanted to put my little piece of advice. This podcast is truly all over the place, and I'm sorry if you're, like, already in college and that segment kind of bored you, but I just really wanted to talk about it. So also, guys, on another note, my phone, oh my gosh, I just got a text. I don't have Human Geo on Thursday. Oh my god, I'm so happy. Oh my gosh, I could cry. Okay. Oh my god, that's really exciting. I'm gonna cry. Oh my gosh, I just lost my train of thought, and I have no one here to remind me what I was talking about. Oh, I woke up this morning from my amazing rest, and my iPhone updated without me giving consent, and I'm absolutely not okay with that. I don't really like how the new, like, I just don't like it. Okay, I'm gonna take a sip of coffee. Living alone, a lot of you guys just wanted me to talk about it really quick. Pros and cons. I was really worried that I was, like, after, like, I don't know, 2 weeks of living alone, I was gonna be like, okay, I'm over this, like, let's get on with life, like, I need a roommate. I'm seriously loving it. Like, big, big fan of living alone. I think it's also because I go to a very, like, social school. So, I mean, I step outside and I see someone I know or there's something going on or people are always coming to my apartment. Brooke comes every week to record this podcast. I'm always at the sorority house. Like, yes, I live alone, but, like, I really feel like I just, like, sleep alone. And this is also my office. And then I go, I don't know how to explain it. So, I don't really know. The only times, I guess, I wish I had a roommate, honestly, are when I have to take out the darn trash because it's all the way at the end of the hall and it's really heavy, and sometimes it would be nice to have someone else to do it or, like, you know, take turns with or literally help me carry it because it's so heavy. One time my assistant literally had to help me carry my trash because, oh, that was, I'm so sorry, Callie. But, yeah. Also, I guess I'll talk about my assistant, Callie. She's absolutely amazing. As we start working together more, I want to do a video. I saw Lauren Elizabeth doing a video where she's, like, having people ask her assistant questions and, like, how it is being Lauren's assistant. I don't think Callie has enough insight on, like, being around me as much yet, but maybe at the end of the year we'll do one. I'm just gonna pour a little bit more coffee. Ooh, ASMR, ready? Oh, baby. Ah, I hope you guys heard that. I'll have to check when I upload this later, but Callie's absolutely amazing. She does so many amazing things for me. I feel bad. Some weeks I don't have as much work for her to do because I'm, like, so busy. But basically, I hired an assistant because I wanted to be able to balance school, social life, and YouTube. And, like, sometimes it's just nice to have an extra hand. And when I lived at home, my mom honestly was my assistant. Like, she was really great and, like, so helpful. And she was kind of the one that, like, told me maybe I should do this. And it's been a really great invest in money. And, like, Callie and I have just become such good friends. But, like, yesterday, for example, she came over and she helps me, like, focus my videos, film them, brainstorm ideas. It's literally different every day. Or we'll just, like, meet outside downtown and we'll take some photos for Instagram. She's shipping out my camera to Canon to get it repaired. I'm trying to think. She's, like, driven me to Kappa Delta one time. It's, like, so random, but, like, she's so fun to be around. Like, we've got, like, I hope I get to, like, bring her on a trip with me soon because she's just really great and she's really helpful and she truly knows, you know, the ins and the outs of YouTube because she's been watching it for a really long time. She'll keep me more in the know, honestly, and she's so funny. She's that person to, like, actually buy things that, like, people talk about on YouTube. Like, she'll, like, she does HelloFresh, she does FabFitFun. I love that about her. And she's always showing me new products. She's got the cutest, like, athleisure style. She has this adorable dog. You guys have probably seen this little white dog. That's Peanut in my photos. That's Callie's dog. She brings him over a lot when we work, and he ends up being in my Instagram photos. But no, I don't have a dog. Yes, I want a dog. I just don't have time. So that's that with Callie. She's just really awesome, and I've been really having fun working with her. I hope she enjoys working with me. I think she does. I don't really know. But yeah, so that's that. I wasn't planning on talking about that, but there you go. Someone asked for me to talk about how to get out of a funk. I get in funks at least once a week, and I think that's fairly normal. I've been in month-long funks before. Those are not fun. Thank God I'm not in that right now, but it's very normal and it's very okay. And sometimes the changing of the seasons, that is a thing. Like, when I dated Joey, he does have seasonal depression. So, like, when the weather would start getting cold, he would, like, his mood would change, and I had to get adjusted to that, and I learned that some people, that happens. So if that's happening for you, like, it's completely normal. It's not something to, you know, be ashamed of or anything, but not saying that's why you're in a funk. But when I'm in a funk, it is so easy to sit there and, like, just wallow in my life and be like, I feel so bad for myself. Come on, Danielle, you're better than that. Like, whatever. So sometimes I'll just, like, wallow and just watch YouTube videos and whatever, and sometimes that's really nice and satisfying for me. Or honestly, I was in a little bit of a funk about an hour ago, and then I made some coffee and I literally pressed record for this podcast and I was in the best mood ever, like, within 5 seconds. So it just depends. I think it's really important. I did some journaling today. It's something I haven't done in a while, but it's really good to do. It's just an easier way to reflect. I did this today. I wrote down what makes me happy. For example, I said, hip-hop dancing. So I have hip-hop dance practice tonight with my sorority, and I'm so happy because it puts me in a really good mood. I wrote going to theater, like seeing shows, like seeing plays, being on stage. I wrote, late nights with my friends, coffee, like just like little stuff, things, just random things that pop to my head. And it's really just write those notes down, honestly, on your phone so that when you are in a funk, you can go refer to that list and be like, oh, I'm not in a good mood, but you know, going to a dance class right now sounds really nice. Or it's all about being self-aware, because everyone is different and everyone has different emotions and feels different ways, if that makes sense. So I think that's just the best way to do that. I wanted to touch a little bit on body image and confidence. I go in and out with the whole body confidence things. Like, sometimes I'll feel like pretty good about myself and be like, Danielle, you don't look half bad. But then other days I just like don't like how I look. And I'm obviously one to promote confidence and not caring what others think, blah, blah, blah. We all do. But I can't help the thoughts that I have inside of my head. Like, I Snapchatted Delaney this yesterday and she was like, what the heck? Why did you say that? But I was like, I can't tell you the last time I've like felt beautiful. Because let's be real, we all look in the mirror every now and then. We'll be like, you know, you look good. Like, you look great. You look beautiful, whatever. And I just like haven't felt like that lately. And it's not like my mood's down. Like, I've been in a great mood. But I've been breaking out, which hasn't happened in a while because I was on Accutane. So that wasn't something I've dealt with in a while. I removed my eyelash extensions in the beginning of the summer and I still don't have them. And there are times that I just wish I had them again. But then people will be like, no, I think you look way better without them. I don't really know. But then at the end of the day, it's how I feel like I look and how I feel. I don't really know. It's easier to deal without eyelash extensions because they're a mess and a pain. But I sometimes miss them. Or some days I'm more bloated and I just feel really not confident. My least favorite thing about myself are my thighs. I have grown up just having thicker, muscular thighs. But not like cute muscular. They're just thick. And my mom always tells me it's just because I have a little bit of a butt. So naturally the thighs come. But I just don't think that's fair. But you always want what you can't have. My friends will be like, Danielle, I wish I had a butt like you. Which I'm just like, but your legs are so tiny and cute. And I'm just jealous. So you always want what you can't have. And that's what I kind of remind myself. I'm really thankful I have like a smaller waist. Which is something I'm really thankful for. Like, I sound really cocky right now, but you know, you have to just recognize certain things about your body that you do like. And I also just kind of dress for how my body is. Like, I don't really wear denim shorts a lot. I have a few times this year and I was just feeling really good that day. But I just don't feel confident in denim shorts. And you know what? That's okay. Not everyone's meant to wear denim shorts. And I just am not. I've just always had thicker thighs. I think it's because I did dance my whole life. And I did a lot of hip hop, which is a lot of like in the ground. So my legs have just become really strong. And I think that's why. Because like I'll go to Orange Theory and people will be like, oh, it's leg day. Like I'm in pain. And I just never really have issues with leg day. But when it comes to arm and core day, oh my God, I'm, you know. So I guess it's good. My legs are definitely strong. But I'm not happy with how they look. So that's just me. I also have noticed my face is just like a little bit fuller. I'm just sitting here like picking on myself. But I just want you guys to know, like, I do look in the mirror and I think these things about myself. And I'm sure a lot of you guys do too, just because that's natural. But at the end of the day, you are who you are and you have different genes than the person next to you. You have different parents. You have different environment. You know, it's just different. And that is something I have to remind myself. Oh, and my hair. Oh my gosh. While we're at it, just picking on myself. My hair right now is just the weirdest color. I need to get it trimmed. I just hate how it looks. And everyone's like, you should cut it short. But then when I cut it short, it only looks good in certain styles and on certain days. Whereas long hair, it's like a little easier to maintain in the sense of like, it's not, doesn't get super poofy. I don't really know. I'm just really struggling with my looks right now. I just really want a full-on change. Hair-wise, not, like, body-wise. Like, I'm not trying to transition or anything, but, like, that was just really weird. I'm sorry. I'm just in a really weird mood. But, yeah. Long story short, we all feel weird things about ourselves, and that is okay. And I don't suggest just wallowing in the pain and wallowing in the sorrow. I think, like, the reason I've gotten so into fitness lately is because I'm just like, well, Danielle, if you don't like how you look, and you know one of the ways you can help, you know, yourself feel better about yourself is going to work out, go do that. You know, I've been working out because I really can tell a difference in my body when I'm working out on a regular basis. Like, I'm not kidding, like, my arms will literally look more toned after one workout. I mean, not my legs, unfortunately, but my legs are my tough spot. But don't sit there and just be sad about it. Like, actually do something about it, and then you'll have more confidence just because you know you're on your way there. So that's that. I think I'm saying that's that after, like, each thing. Another thing that's just, like, been on my mind lately, and I kind of want y'all's feedback on it, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'll post an Instagram when I post this podcast tomorrow and have you guys leave the feedback there, because you can't leave comments on podcasts. It's so annoying. But something I've just been, like, kind of, like, not annoyed about at all, but ever since I came to college, I started doing College Week in My Life videos. I've done college videos in general, and my College Week in My Life are, like, single-handedly the best videos on my channel, like, in the sense of, like, views. Like, that's what you guys want to see. Like, I'll literally post a thing and ask for video requests, and everyone says College Week in My Life vlogs. And they're really easy for me to film for the most part. Like, you know, I just show my day-to-day life. This week, I'm actually not filming a Week in My Life vlog, because I was really behind on other vlogs. Like, I'm posting my LA vlog tomorrow. And then I have some, like, other sit-down videos that I just want to post. But sometimes it's almost like, I know I've had so many I had a good amount of subscribers before coming to college. But sometimes I'm just like, I don't want to be known as a college YouTuber, if that makes sense. And it's not because I'm, like, not grateful, and I'm so happy I've, like, built an amazing following. And I know a lot of my newer followers followed me because I go to UGA or because I'm a college student, and I'm really happy I can, like, be a relatable person to you guys. But sometimes it's like, I really enjoy just sitting down and talking about confidence, or I enjoy talking about my life, or I enjoy showing you guys my favorite products. Sorry, I just hit the mic. I enjoy showing my favorite outfits. And I was talking to my manager the other day, and we were just talking about, like, sorry, I had a sip of coffee, where I wanted to take my channel. And I just said, I don't want to, like, be stagnant and just, like, be known as a college YouTuber just because those videos do well. Like the DIY YouTubers, like, they, like, only did DIYs, and they got so many followers from that. But then now, like, people don't really watch DIYs as much, so they're kind of, like, chilling now, and they're like, I don't want that to happen, because I really believe in myself and my brand, and I obviously won't be in college forever. I'll graduate after 4 years, hopefully, and I want to continue my brand, and I just want people to look at me as, like, a lifestyle channel rather than, like, a college YouTuber. And so, but I'm still obviously going to continue to do College Week in My Life every week. I like watching them back, you know, and, like, kind of recapping my week and putting my friends in it and everything. But I'm, like, yesterday I sat down and filmed my everyday makeup routine and my September favorites, because, and they weren't sponsored or anything at all. I just really like sitting down and showing you guys things I'm really liking. Like, I do like fashion and beauty still. So that's just something that I've been thinking about lately, and I'm just curious what you guys think. Another thought I've had lately is I never, ever thought I would say this, but I low-key want a small tattoo and, like, a second piercing, which is not saying that this is gonna happen. I probably won't ever get a tattoo, but I've recently liked the idea of, like, having a little star tattoo or, like, a tattoo of, like, a lightning bolt. But I just feel like I'd get annoyed with it and get bored, and I have, like, the lowest pain tolerance ever, so that wouldn't go well. But something more realistic, I would be down to get a second piercing, because I like the look of, like, a small gold hoop in your second piercing, and then, like, a stud, or vice versa, or, like, two gold hoops. I think that looks fire. So, fire, who am I? I think that looks really good, and that's something I'm interested in, but I want that to be, like, a spur-of-the-moment thing. Like, I'm on a trip, and I'm like, let's go, like, get our ears pierced, because I would never do that about a tattoo, but that's something more realistic. All right. So that's kind of just everything I wanted to touch on, but I'm going to head over to the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram at Gals on the Go podcast. It's a great time. I love this feature on Instagram where you can submit questions. Like, this was needed years ago, months ago, ages ago. All right, so Let's see what you guys got. Usually I sit down and like I pick out questions, but I kind of wanted this to be more candid. Let's see. Gosh, this is really awkward. I'm sorry, I don't have a question yet. Tips for anxiety, I answered that. Have you ever struggled with acne? I did answer that in this podcast. You guys are gonna be excited. What is your motivation to keep hustling? This is an interesting one. My motivation, I think I've talked about motivation before, but like for me, it's like when I see results, like I just want to keep seeing results. And like in order to see results and like feel your happiest self, you just simply have to keep hustling. So, I mean, you're not going to see changes if you're not challenged. They always say that at Orange Theory. So that would be my answer. Which do you like more, New York or LA? So I think I like New York better just because I'm an East Coast gal. But when I was in LA 2 weeks ago, all my friends were like, please move to LA. Like, you would thrive here, like, whatever. I do like LA because there's mountains and there's a beach. I mean, there's also beaches in New York, not New York City, which is where I would live. But you can go to the Hamptons, you can go to Long Island. I really do like both. My goal in life would to be bi-coastal, have a place in New York and LA. I have like a really good friend group now that lives in LA and like good people that I can trust and like I feel good around. But for a while I just found LA to be kind of more of wishy-washy and like, not to be offensive, but that's just true. And like people in New York obviously have a different vibe of them. They're also like people in New York are more fast paced, whatever, but that's just kind of how I am. And I really like New Yorkers. Like my whole dad's side of his family are from New York. My aunt still lives there. So I'm very used to that. And like sometimes I find myself even here in Athens, like the waiters are so slow to like get the check. And that's just being in the South, you know, or like, you know, I go to get my car service and I'm like, come on, let's go. Whereas like in New York City, like everything's super fast and I'm just kind of more like that. LA is pretty fast paced too, honestly, but I do like that fast paced lifestyle. Have you found it hard to keep your friendships from first year? Not really, no, honestly. Like, all my friendships from last year were girls in my sorority or my hallmates. So, obviously, I'm still in that sorority, so I see them all the time. My hallmates, it has been harder for us to, like, all get along. We always get along. To get together. But I have a class with Daily, which is nice. And then I see them a lot on campus. Or we all, like, at least once a month, we'll plan a time to, like, all hang out. So it's not that hard. It's just you don't run in the same circles anymore. Was Brooke part of your decision to go to UGA? So I actually, long story short, little story before I do that. I was in a store in Athens this weekend with my family. And this girl came up to me. I believe her name was Sarah. And she was telling me, she was with her parents too, and she's a freshman here at UGA, and she was like, you're literally the reason I applied to UGA, because it wasn't on her radar, and she literally found out about UGA because of my videos. She didn't, like, go because of me, but she heard about it because of me, and now she's here, and I was like, that is crazy. I was like, well, are you liking it? Like, I hope you are, like, whatever. And she was like, yeah, no, I love it. So I was saying to her, like, that's honestly how I found out about UGA. Brooke and I were already friends, and we followed each other on YouTube. Like, we'd met a couple times, and she was going through the college application process, and she announced that she was going to UGA, and I was like, University of Georgia, that's like really random. I thought of it kind of just as like a University of Florida. I was like, why would she go there? And then I kind of followed her along her freshman year, like through her videos, and then I visited her freshman year. Yep, I visited her freshman year here, and then everything came together. I was like, no wonder you love it. Like, this is such an amazing place. Like, so she really did kind of bring it to my awareness. I didn't go because Brooke Michio went here, but it was definitely a really exciting thing to, like, come and, like, know that I had a really good friend here. And it's really just fun because we always keep each other inspired. A lot of these are about how to stay motivated. Starbucks iced coffee order. Lately, I've just been getting iced coffee with soy milk because the soy milk that they have at Starbucks is vanilla flavored. So, like, I definitely don't get sweetener. I really just don't get sweetener at all anymore. Favorite sorority memory so far? I have two. This year's bid day was so much fun being on the other side of Rush because I knew the girls that we wanted, like, to come through and, like, that wanted us. And, like, it was just, like, a really good experience. I don't really know. Like, we just met all these amazing girls through recruitment, and seeing them run up to our house on bid day was just such an amazing, surreal feeling. And it was so exciting because I had met so many of them through recruitment. So I was just, like, running up to them, giving them hugs. It was just a really exciting day. And then I also really liked Big Little when Kensley turned around. That's my little. She turned around and we just hugged, and it was really exciting. I have a video on my Big Little reveal on my YouTube channel if you guys want to check that out. Do you ever feel like you want to quit YouTube? I've literally never, ever felt that in my entire life. Who is your favorite actor and actress and why? Oh my gosh, I have to think about that. The person that comes to my mind, I really love Cameron Diaz. Oh, Anne Hathaway. Specifically in the movie The Intern. Such a good movie. Leslie Mann is really a funny actor. Honestly, I just love Zac Efron. He is so handsome and just, like, in some really good movies. Yeah. Tips for waking up early. Honestly, having a good alarm tone, like a relaxing, like happy one, not one that's just gonna like make you want to go back to bed. I like leave the blinds a little bit open so the sun comes in a little bit more. Honestly, just know, like this morning I did not want to get out of bed, and as soon as I got out I was fine. It's just like it's literally the act of getting out of bed is so hard. So once you're over that, it's like completely fine. What are fashion trends at UGA? That's the only thing I personally just don't love about UGA. I mean, I like it because it's really casual. Like, to class, most people will just wear t-shirts and shorts, or t-shirts and leggings, sweatshirts and leggings. Like, when the weather starts to get a little bit cooler, I'll find myself dressing up a little bit more. Like, I'll wear, like, sweater and boots, and, like, other people do too, just because it's warmer, honestly. But, yeah, it's pretty casual for the most part, and sometimes I'm just like, this is great. Like, in high school, we had, like, a very strict dress code, so I never really got to dress down, so it was really exciting in college. But then I also, like, have all these really cute clothes that I want to wear, and the only time I can really wear them is on, like, game day, because people dress up for that, thank goodness. We dress up when we go, like, out for events, or when I travel, but, like, I kind of wish I could wear cuter outfits on a day-to-day basis, just because, I don't know, I would feel better, you know? I don't know. Go-to snacks. Lately, I've just been purposely not keeping many snacks in my apartment because it is so easy to just snack at night. So lately, I've just been trying to snack on, like, legit fruit. Baby carrots are a good snack. It's kind of like you're eating chips. It's, like, crunchy, but it's good for you. Bananas. Every time I go to the grocery store, I grab some bananas just because they're really easy and they fill you up pretty good. Granola bars, always a good one. Peanut butter pretzels, I don't know how great those are for you, but I really like those as a snack. Yeah. And I think we're going to end on this question because I like it. What's one thing that always hypes you up for girl boss mode? That is so funny. Like, literally yesterday when Callie came over, I'm like, okay, girl boss mode on. Like, she mentioned something about, like, boys, and I was like, no, we can't talk about that. Like, I got to stay in girl boss mode. It's kind of funny. Simple things that kind of keep me in girl boss mode. And when I say girl boss mode, I mean, like, hustling, having, like, a really productive day, and just kind of, like, one thing after another, like, let's get this done. Like, and just happy, feeling good about myself, feeling good about what I'm doing. I really like to listen to Drake to get myself pumped up, Post Malone. Coffee, like, I know I just talk about coffee so much, but it really just changes my life. The process of making it, working out, like, if I work out in the morning to, like, start my day, I feel great, or even at night at the end of the day. Filming or recording a podcast gets me in a good girl boss mode, or just, like, having, like, a good conversation, or watching, honestly, some of my favorite YouTubers. I don't know, there's just different things that just get me going in the girl boss mode way. All right, well, I have talked for almost 45 minutes. I'm really proud of myself. I was, like, at the 17-minute mark, and I was like, oh, my gosh, like, am I going to even get to 30 minutes? But I did, and I talked for a really long time, and my throat's just a little sore, so it's fine. But, ow, I just hit my hand. I really enjoyed talking to you guys and doing this little solo podcast. I definitely am really excited for Brooke to be back next week and for us to sit down and have our chats. I just got really sad. I'm really going to miss Brooke next year when she graduates, because this has become like our little routine and like kind of our way that we hang out every week, and it's like so nice, but it'll be good. She'll be in New York City. I'll eventually be there too, so it'll be fine, but thank you guys so much for listening. Follow me on Instagram at Danielle Carolyn. Follow at Gals on the Go podcast. Obviously, go follow Brooke at Brooke Michio. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week, or we'll talk to you guys next week on Wednesday for our next episode. Thank you guys so much. Make sure to subscribe, rate, all that fun stuff, and we'll talk soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more, and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.